Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning, State of Jefferson, and what a great morning it is. We're here very fresh off the heels of the first State of Jefferson Assembly that we just had in Live Oak yesterday, and what a powerful and amazing assembly it was. Couldn't have hoped for better. I mean, it exceeded our wildest expectations of what we could accomplish and get moving forward. You know, we're sitting here like kids that just got everything they wanted for Christmas and more. So, and as always, I'm here with my co-host, Wynn Carpenter. How goes it, sir?
Very well. Good morning to all the Jeffersonians, and amen to what you just said.
Yeah, I can't stop smiling. You know, it was like watching the State of Jefferson transform from a movement yesterday and take its first breaths as a state.
Yes.
We are a state in waiting now. That's right. Are not a movement to create the state. The state's here.
Yeah.
And it's moving forward. And the things that came out yesterday, the people that are willing to engage and dig in and do the work, let's assess the valuation of what do we have? What are the assets of the State of Jefferson? What does our water situation look like? We putting together the platform, begin working on the Constitution, what people want, what people don't want. All of these amazing ideas coming together and coalescing and people taking ownership of it and driving it forward. A lot of the meetings that you and I have attended over the last 3 years, the question is always, well, what is the State of Jefferson going to do about this? You know, what are you going to do about that? And yesterday was the transformation to this is what the State of Jefferson is going to do. This is what the State of Jefferson is going to look like, and we own it, and we're the people that are going to bring it home.
That's right.
And it was fantastic.
And when you say we, it's the people.
Yes.
It's not just a small group of people who are helping to try to fight this and get it forward, moving forward. It is the people from 21 counties, actually 23, well, 22, because there was another county represented there that doesn't have a declaration yet.
Yet. Yes. But they are pumped up, they're fired up,
yep.
And they got 21 brother and sister counties that are going to be right there with them to get it done.
Amen. Yep.
And the cross-pollination that went on, and, you know, the committees have grown, now are going to grow from, a county committee here to two or three counties are going to be meeting together every so often and getting it together and driving it together as a unified voice.
Right.
And, you know, it managed to take 21 counties, 21 individual voices yesterday, and they're going to come together as one voice mm-hmm. and look at the state of California and Sacramento and say no.
Exactly.
There's I wouldn't call it rebellion in the north, but there's...
Just standing up for what's right.
Yeah, exactly. Standing up for what's right, for what's proper, and willing to toe the line and say no.
Yep.
We will not comply.
We will not comply.
We will not put up with this. You're not doing this to us.
Any longer.
Yeah. And it was, I know, like I said, I can't quit smiling. You know, I feel like a daddy that just watched, my son born or something. It was.
Well, and the beauty of it, too, is I'll just go through the counties for people that aren't aware of who was there and what counties were there.
In number.
And volume, too, the number of people that were there. I'm going to do it in order of the dates that the declarations were signed. Because then you get an idea of what counties came in what order. So we have 21 counties. So the number one is Siskiyou. Number two is Modoc. Number three, Glenn. Number four, Yuba. Number five, Tehama. Number six, Sutter. Number seven, Lake. Number eight, Lassen. Number nine, Sierra. Number 10, Trinity. Number 11, Colusa. Number 12, my favorite, Shasta. Number 13, Placer. Number 14, Calaveras. Number 15, Tuolumne. Number 16, Amador. Number 17, El Dorado. Number 18, Mendocino. Number 19, Plumas. Number 20, Nevada. Number 21, Butte. And then we had a representative from Humboldt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's good to see the folks there coming together. And like you said, it's just it was awesome to see the energy there.
Yeah, it was. It was an amazing amount of energy. And see people get it. Yeah. We're not asking permission, folks.
Right.
We're out of here.
We're done.
We're leaving. Bye. Yeah. We don't need the approval of the Board of Supervisors. Our employees aren't going to tell us no.
And we had a lot of veterans there that have been in the movement since the beginning. And then we had several newbies, people coming into the movement. They know they want it. They weren't mm-hmm. sure what it was all about. But after being there yesterday and learning what they learned and being able to hear what's going to be happening, and it's not just them thinking that, it's everybody else in the room thinking the same thing and moving forward with the ideas and concepts, they're hungry for it, and they're going to take action.
Yeah. And I heard over and over and over again, we're going to hold each other accountable for getting this done.
Correct.
And that's what had to happen.
Yep.
It was fantastic.
And it didn't matter what committee people were signing up for, because we have several committees that people have signed up for, and it's all active, take-action-type committees that are going to propel Jefferson's movement mm-hmm. to become a sovereign state. People get that. They want a sovereign state.
Yeah.
And if you don't understand what that is, look it up. A sovereign state, like California is, but isn't practicing. So we are going to become a sovereign state, and people understand that. And they're going to work really hard mm-hmm. to make that happen.
Yeah. You know, and from the grandest ideas to some of the littlest ideas, they were all fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, there was one committee that said, okay, your next mission, your homework, is to be at the next meeting with two new people.
There you go. Simple as that.
Yeah, and then those two people, they need to be at the next meeting with two more people.
There you go.
And those people need to be there with two more people.
Right.
And it'll continue to grow. We had 500,000 people there yesterday demanding freedom and liberty.
Yeah.
I mean, how powerful is that?
Well, it's a little more than that.
Yeah. We were north of a 500,000 people.
Yeah.
It was great. And how smoothly it went.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we couldn't hope for better, because what got me is one of my concerns was we were going to get a lot of people that needed first-time education, that it was going to be kind of almost like a town hall to get people up to speed. 90% of the people knew the message, knew what we were up to,
right.
Knew what was going on.
Right.
And they were ready to fight.
They were.
You know, that's I asked them. I said, I want to see how many people here know that we're in a fight. Every hand went up.
Yeah.
I said, how many people know that it's a street fight? We've got to get down. We've got to get dirty. We got to be willing to do what it takes. Every hand went up.
Yeah.
And I said, I want to see not a hand, but stand up if you're ready to dig in and get into that fight. And that the whole room,
they all
ready.
Stood up. It was awesome to see, because I was standing in the back of the room at the time watching that happen, panning the room, and every butt was off the seat.
Yeah.
It was awesome to see.
Everybody was ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, and Mark Baird, as always, was fantastic.
He just knocks it out of the park. He hits a home run every time he shows up. It was awesome.
Yeah. I wish I could have half the eloquence and patience that guy has.
Ditto.
I don't know how.
No, I mean, I wish you had that, too.
Yeah. You're not the only one. You know, and all of the individual counties and their ideas and their commitment to this fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was fantastic, and the rally almost convention atmosphere, like when you were doing roll call and the different counties cheering for themselves,
yeah,
and the roars coming from the individual counties, and it was neat to see not just the state of Jefferson pride and everything, but the individual counties and their pride in their counties and what they're doing and what they've accomplished.
And the thing is, too, some of these people that were from different counties, they didn't know each other. We even for Shasta, there were people there that we didn't know,
yeah,
and we met yesterday. And now they're going to be coming into the fold, which is wonderful. We want them there. We need them there.
Yeah.
And again, that's what it's all about, is bringing more people into it. They know that they want it, but they weren't sure where to go or how to get connected. Now they do.
Yeah.
And the word will spread. And we met some wonderful people from all the counties, and I was very fortunate. I was like you were out in the front directing the traffic off the road, off the highway. You were mm-hmm. making sure that was going as planned. I was directing people after they got out of the cars into which line to sign in, because people that signed up, they just go through and just kind of sign off on the sheet that they're there, so we had a good, accurate number and accountants of who was there. And the ladies that were running that hands down, they were phenomenal. Yeah. I was actually getting people to go into the right lines, and it was kind of like directing air traffic control at some time. What county are you from? You go in that line. What county are you from? Go in that line. It was fun, though, because I got to meet some good people while doing that process. But then, you know, like Diana Baird, oh, my gosh, that lady is phenomenal. She put so much time, effort, and energy into this function and getting things done, all the background stuff, the paperwork stuff that had to be done. She's awesome. She just knocked it out of the park on that. And then her team that was helping her, Sally and Rally Sally and Jenny Rapini and Stacey Wiedenhoff, all three of those ladies, they were knocking it out of the park, getting people through the door, into the door, and doing everything they had to do. It was just hands down awesome to see that.
It was fluid.
It was.
It was very fluid. And a special thank you to the AP 3%ers Northern Region for the security you guys provided. You guys were rock and roll. You were awesome. They helped direct traffic and get everybody checked in. When we broke out, they helped get everybody into their rooms. You know, they were doing perimeter security, keeping us safe in there.
Yep.
And special thank you for that.
Awesome. Yes, amen. They were great.
You know, and then we had counties like Nevada that came up, and they're putting up quotes all over the room to inspire people and getting people rah-rahed up, and
that was good.
It was a group effort, and it was just so hearty and wholesome to watch, and just energized, recharged the batteries big time. They're on overload right now.
And Pastor Dave Bryan and Paul Ward of and Santos of Glad Tidings Church, we cannot thank you enough for hosting and allowing us to use your facility. You guys are just rock stars, and they did a phenomenal job of getting us where we needed to be, helping us understand the campus and which rooms we could use. And that really helped, because we had to double up on some of the rooms with some of the counties, because some of them had fewer people coming, but we maxed out each room to its potential, and they were like type counties that we tried to put together, or like area counties, and it worked out really, really well. And those counties are going to be cross-pollinating immediately, because they're all in the same room, which was wonderful.
Yeah, and that was one of my favorite parts yesterday, is when everybody was separated out and into their breakout groups, I just kind of wandered room to room to see how things were going and make sure the conversations were flowing, and, you know, if there was any questions. And just, you know, kind of being a fly on the wall in the room, listening to the back and the forth, and just the sheer talent and ideas and wisdom that was unleashed yesterday was like I said, I was like a kid in a candy store, and was sitting there going, hee, hee, hee.
It was awesome to see and hear.
Yeah.
You know, it was, and they were making it happen. Once they got into the room, and they started getting past that awkward, like, what are we supposed to do thing? Because we were very careful to make sure that we did not plant a seed of an idea.
Yeah.
And once people got that, they like, oh, it's coming from us.
Us. Yes.
Yes, it is. And that's the exact reason why we pulled you here. We wanted you to come up with the ideas and concepts, and not us planting a seed so you go down that rabbit trail.
And that's why we were so obtuse and vague on what is the exact agenda. You are designing the agenda.
Yes.
We need you to design the agenda. We need you to decide. And it worked.
And it's your state.
Yeah.
So you tell us what you want.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? You tell us what you
what
want.
What do you want?
What do you not want? Yes.
What's important to you?
And once that clicked in every room, they took it and ran with it.
Yeah.
And some of them just...
In a huge way.
Some of the counties, they had a long list of... I'm not going to say grievances, but things they wanted to address.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome to see that. They're just going and going and going. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, and we had ideas from things that we need to assess and prioritize to keep track of, to things we want to see in the Constitution, to different committees. How do we promote and get public support? How do we fundraise? How do we, you know, we now have a natural resources committee that's going to do a full assessment of our natural resources. What are we sitting on?
Yeah.
How do we use it?
Yeah.
What best way do we monopolize it?
Right, right.
You know, and again, for those people that say, oh, you just want to cut all the trees down and kill it. No, we don't. We live here. Our trees.
Why would we want to do that?
That's why if I wanted to stare at a concrete jungle and a barren wasteland, I'd live in Southern California.
There you go. And burn up every year.
People that are going to take an inventory of the state assets that are here, and, you know, budgetary committee, and it just.
The list goes on and on.
There
were so many great ideas as they were rolling out, and hearing the designated speakers for each county up on stage talking about their wants or needs and what have you, their desires, going through that list for each one of them as we went through multiple times, mm-hmm. through every one of them. It was awesome to see just coming together.
And watching the new leaders come up.
Yes.
People that we've never seen before that took charge and were like, this is what we're going to do.
Yes.
We're going to bring it home.
And they were eloquent. They were good speakers. They weren't afraid. They didn't convey that they were afraid. They may have been shaking in their boots, but do you know what? It didn't look that way at all. They were up there just saying what they needed to say and making it happen. And their teams, you know, their counties, were cheering them on, you know, for certain things. You know, you hear certain things and people would just roar. It was awesome to see that. It was good.
With that, we got Terry on the line.
Good morning, Terry.
Hey, guys. Two people you forgot to thank, and that's you two. You guys were amazing. Folks, this guy worked hours that were unbelievable. The night before the event, I don't even know that he slept. Still trying to get things together, how hard he worked, and the way that you do things, Wynn, with the great disposition you have, it's amazing. And Red, what a great job on security. I mean, those guys were polite. They were really nice guys. They were smiling. They were directing people, like you said. But you guys deserve a lot of credit in this, and we're all happy that you both said yes. Anyway, I love you both, and good show.
Thank you, Jerry. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Red's team, the security team, did such a great job yesterday that our main speaker almost didn't get in because he wasn't on the list.
Yeah, Mark Baird forgot to register.
You know, things like that happen. It's kind of equated to Donald Trump when he had to run across the airport through the fence line. You know, they weren't going to let him in. Well, guess what? He came in through the back door. It was pretty comical once he got past that.
Yeah, I'm glad I was at the front gate at the time. With that, we better get off to our first break. If you guys have got any questions or comments, give us a call, 530-605-4567. We'll see you on the other side.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday 9 a.m. to noon.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Windows are the number one source of heat gain in your home. Installing solar screens, window treatments, or new low-E windows significantly reduces heat gain and reduces your summer air conditioning costs, putting money back in your pocket. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Moving on up to the east side.
Big way.
In a big way.
California's got no idea what's coming for it. according to Keep It California, though, we're dead in the water. Non-existent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure we are.
Hate to tell you. You don't have a clue. Of course, they never did to begin with.
No, they just like to spend the money that they don't have.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, I want to do a quick thank you to you did the 3 percenter gentlemen. I have had the A team in there as well. Some of our Jeffersonians that were willing to help out and keep our group secure.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Greg Walsh from El Dorado County, Steve Klinger from El Dorado County, Del Rapini from Placer County, James Wiedenhoff from Shasta County, Shaylen Scrivener from Shasta County, and Harold Chandler from Shasta County. Those gentlemen were phenomenal. They just blended right in and were trying to do the same thing on the inside as well as mm-hmm. keeping everybody safe and secure. And if we had an episode, somebody may, because when you pull people like that together, you never know what's going to happen.
We actually had two and nobody knew it.
There you go. Yeah.
It was handled very well, it was conducted very well, and the crowd never had a clue how well protected they were.
Right.
So.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Yeah. Well, and you think about the number of people that were carrying there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been a bad idea. Real bad idea.
Every corner of the room was covered. Even parts of the room that weren't corners were covered. Yeah. So I just wanted to thank all those gentlemen because they did a phenomenal job stepping up and being willing to help out and
propel the movement. And how many people it did take to make this happen? You know, and to bring this together and bring this home. There were so many people that just dug in and did the work like they always do.
Yeah.
And it was thank you to everybody. It exceeded our wildest expectations.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that feels like a burden off my back is I've always worried that if certain people were something were to happen to them, that the State of Jefferson movement would wither and die. You know, I've carried that concern with me for some time, and that worry is gone now. You know, there's some of us that could drop off the face of the earth, and the State of Jefferson movement would go on.
There you go.
And it's going to go on indefinitely until we're free now. And I know that. I saw that yesterday, and that's just a huge relief to me.
Yeah, you get past that threshold.
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, I agree with you. That was always a concern in the back of my mind, too. It's like, what happens if, you know, and it could just be a natural thing or it could be something else. And
it could be the fact that we're all in the same van on the way there.
Yeah.
You know,
which we never do.
Not anymore.
Nope, we don't do that. We're very careful about things like that. We kind of travel like the royals, you know. We all have our own little mode of transportation. And nobody knows when and where and unmarked cars and all that kind of stuff. We just kind of show up.
Yeah, they're there.
They're there. Here we are. Well, I want to thank Terry Raposa, too, very much.
Absolutely.
That man, oh my gosh, he knows everybody. And rightfully so, because, he's up to his eyeballs in it. And he's been wonderful about helping with everything behind the scenes. That's the thing. He's been the right arm for this thing.
Yeah, and Sally Raposa, who is tireless.
Yes.
I don't know where that woman's energy comes from. I'm 37 and I get run into the ground doing this, and there's Sally like the Energizer Bunny. She's still going.
Yeah, and just smiling and just keeps on going. Yep.
Yeah, and with a happy attitude. And, you know, and that's one thing that people need to remember, too, is for the first year of the movement, if it wasn't for Mark Baird and for Terry Raposa and Sally Raposa, there would be no State of Jefferson movement.
Absolutely.
They were tireless and unending and weekends away from home and weekdays away from home and town hall after town hall. It was almost like being on tour.
Yes.
You know, and away from the home and away from family and away from, you know, it was like everything came to a stop and everything went on hold, and it was Jefferson, 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 day in, day out.
Right.
And without those people, yesterday never would have happened.
That's right.
And there needs to be some acknowledgement and some courtesy given to that.
Absolutely.
So it was, but I think for everybody it was well worth it just to see yesterday happen.
Yes.
Well, and, you know, so what now for the state of Jefferson? Where do we go from here?
Only up.
Yeah, only up. And we answered a lot of those questions yesterday. There was a lot brought forth about drafting the Constitution, what people want in the Constitution, what they don't want in the Constitution, liberties and freedoms that they want to see secured.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything from open organic farming to term limits to politicians having to put up surety bonds if they violate their oath of office. There was all kinds of things mm-hmm. that came out. And, you know, it was so fun because we're sitting in the back going, that's a great idea. Why didn't we think of that? You know, you know, the powerful things that are going to come together for fundraising,
mm-hmm.
you know, the powerful things that are going to be coming out for public outreach and marketing the movement to the people.
Right.
You know, the things that are going to make sure that the court case is enabled and moving forward. The application of political pressure that's going to come to Sacramento.
Very soon.
Yes.
Did I say soon? Very soon.
Very soon.
There was so much brilliance in that room yesterday, and I reminded people of that when I did my part. It's like, there's so much brilliance here. Use it.
Yeah.
Use it. Use Do it. Not lose it. Use it. Make it happen for the betterment and the movement and propelling Jefferson, making it happen. If you want it, use your brilliance. Don't be lazy.
And they did. It was, you know, and I still say that we need a committee of civil disobedience and noncompliance.
We'll
keep it a little quieter.
I'm sure under one of those categories that came up, that's right where it's going to be, because we had some things that, as far as the terms that they were using, looked like that could be part of it.
Yeah, so, and these people are energized and ready to fight.
Yes.
And that's...
They're done. Mm-hmm.
And who can blame them?
No,
I mean, we are so tired of being beat up, pushed around, shoved down, told we're not good enough, told that we're dependent on the insanity in Sacramento.
Well, it's just the abuse that we've endured. We're done with the abuse. We're moving
done
on.
Done with the abuse.
Yeah.
You know, and to me is, if things continue along the path that they are in California, my children will have no place where they were raised. They will have no way to have a living. They will have no way to remain where they grew up, where they grew up with their friends, where they mm-hmm. they'll have no future here.
How old is your youngest?
My youngest is four.
Four. There you go. See, folks, a four-year-old will not have a place in Jefferson if it continues the way it is.
She's already mortgaged up to her eyeballs in state debt. It's not right.
It is not right.
You know, like I said yesterday, there's a lot of things I'd rather be doing than being here yesterday. As fun and as great as yesterday was, I much rather would have been at home with my kids, you
right.
know. But if we can get this done, then my kids can enjoy the privilege of doing that. And instead of standing in front of a crowd and you know, riling everybody up to get them ready to fight for their freedom and liberty, they'll have the privilege of being at home with their kids and spending the time, because they'll have a future.
And they'll be thankful to Dad for doing that.
I hope so.
Oh, they will. They will. They will. The way you're raising them, they will definitely know the value in that.
Yeah. And I just, you know, and one of the things that was brought out yesterday is we are angry. Mm-hmm. We are frustrated. But we are not doing this out of anger. We're not doing this out of you know, despise of one particular group or anything like that. We're doing this out of love. And it's love for our country. It's love for our counties. It's love for our communities. It's love for our neighbors. We want to see everyone succeed.
Right.
We're not looking to build a state where some make it and some don't mm-hmm. because of the laws. That's what we have now.
Right.
We absolutely believe that all men are created equal and must be treated equal under the law. No matter the size of your bank account, no matter your job, no matter the color of your skin, no matter your religion, no matter what it is, you have equal opportunity and equal protections.
Unalienable rights.
Yeah.
Under the Constitution, and they were given to us by God.
Absolutely.
And he needs full acknowledgement, and we need to be aware of that, and people need to grasp that concept. And in that room yesterday, oh man, did they ever.
Did they ever. And I look at it this way. If you don't believe in God, and you don't believe that you have certain rights granted by God, it's okay, because I do.
Yeah.
And I will fight to defend those rights, whether you believe where they came from or not. So, if you don't believe, okay, I still got your back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll still fight for you.
There you go.
Because I do believe.
There are a lot of people there believing, and they want this to happen, and they're going to fight for it to happen. They're going to be active and take action so yeah. It does happen.
And that's what, you know, we really needed the shot of, is people are hungry for action,
mm-hmm.
You know, and this couldn't be coming at a better time.
And now they have direction. Because before, people were saying, okay, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? It's like, well, we can't say, because it's not us to say, it's you to say, and the only way we're going to get you to say is to bring everybody together, and we have a convention like mm-hmm. event, and you break out into your respective counties, because that's where you are, your home county, and you come up with these ideas and you share them with everybody, and then you start building these committees off of these shared ideas.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it was all about. It was about the coming together of the people, by the people, and for the people, and the ideas coming from the people. So yeah. It wasn't coming from a small, select group of people that are just arbitrarily saying something.
One of my favorites is, how about you have to have residence in a district at least a year before you can run for office?
Loved it.
Yeah, that way we put a stop to what politicians in California do now, and they just hopscotch districts to avoid term limits.
There you go.
We'll put a stop to that right now.
There you go.
You know, fantastic ideas like that. Simple, common-sense solutions.
Yes.
And it was great. We probably better get off to our other break. And I know we're rambling on a little bit like proud daddies here, but we kind of are, you know. So we'll see you guys on the other side of this break.
The voice in my head, hey, it's telling me that I should stay in my bed, because it's 2 in the night. Why can't I sleep when it's 2 in the night? Because the fire in my soul, hey, the fire in my soul got me ready to fight, and I'm ready for war. Over. You know I've been so lost in translation, like I'm fighting for truth in Babylon, trying to find my peace in the zone of war.
Even when the day comes,
yeah.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Throwing faith in the fire, it's time to go. Live free or die trying, gonna justify my soul. I broke the silence, I walk alone. Made friends with darkness, out here digging a hole. Every now and then you let what you love go. And the wicked things you carry swallow you up. Something waiting that cannot be found, tied to the chain of what's going in the ground. Right now I'm strong, but I'm not naive. One day this could be the death of me. Every now and then you let what you love go, and the wicked things you care.
Yes, we are. We are burying bones. And we are getting rid of the wickedness of California. Because let's be honest about it, it is wicked what is going on down there and what is pouring forth just like a sewer pipe out of Sacramento. It's tyranny.
It is.
And it stops now.
It does.
There was a line drawn yesterday.
And you know what? When we were having... We had the process of yesterday, the people coming in, and then they... just standing in line to get in, and just the chat people were having, recognizing each other from different counties, and meeting new faces for mm-hmm. them from different counties.
And meeting the face behind the emails that we've been having back
yes.
and forth for...
Yeah, all that going on just to get into the building, which went really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they got in the building, then they're walking around, you know, coffee, donuts, whatever they're doing, just chit-chat for a little while until the meeting began, because doors opened at 8 and program began at 9, and just going through that process... And then you see all the growth going on there. It's just like this energy being happening. And then they break out into their breakouts for the counties and doing all that stuff. And then they come back or have lunch, and then they connect there. And then after the luncheon, then they go into the main hall again, and we start the process. And the facilitation of the process by Steve Baird was mm-hmm. off the charts.
It worked. It flowed. It, like I said, we couldn't have expected better.
He held that fire and that flame constant through that whole process. And he held the attention of people. He got them to do and say what mm-hmm. needed to be done and said. He drew it out of them and got their energy going on it and just ran the system the way it should be done.
Yeah.
And he had some help from some wonderful ladies yesterday morning, just writing down everything and documenting all of the information that was being said so that people could follow up with it. And it was absolutely off the charts doing what he did. He facilitated the meeting. He got it drawn in. He made it happen. And nobody better could have done that. He did it the way it was supposed to have been done.
And Jefferson became family yesterday.
Yes.
You know, the people in Nevada County know that the people in Shasta County have their back. The cousins up north have got their back.
Yeah.
The people way down in Tuolumne know that the people all the way up in Siskiyou have got their back, and they'll be there for them.
That's right.
It became family.
Yeah.
And when North Staters are together and unified like that, it usually only happens around disaster like wildfire and things like that. And this is a disaster. California is a disaster.
It is a disaster.
But when we unify like family like that,
mm-hmm.
You better watch out.
Better watch out. Yeah.
So, with that, we've got Jimmy on the line.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, guys. Hey, that meeting yesterday was ran brilliantly. It was so great because my wife and I, this is our first meeting we've been to, and we've been behind the movement for, you know, a couple of years now, just, you know, kind of, you know, not really into it, but we went down there, and we, you know, when you said you're going to have a voice and your fingerprint's going to be on this movement for everybody that came down, I thought, well, how's that going to happen with me just sitting there in the audience with a not-so-bright look on my face watching a bunch of people speak? Well, it was anything but that, because everybody had a voice and everybody got to have their input, and it was just amazing. I'm so stoked. Well, and it was great to put faces to the voices I've heard, like Wynn. I've met you a couple times, Red, Rally Sally, and it was great to meet Terry. That guy is my dad's doppelganger. It is. You wouldn't believe it. But anyways, I just wanted to say it was a great, great meeting, and my wife and I really want to be there when you guys serve Jerry Brown his summons. We are looking forward, like a kid looks forward to Christmas.
Yeah, we are too. We have our list of people that we just can't wait to see the look on their face.
Oh, buddy. And you know what? When that gentleman who had the radio show from MODOK got up to speak,
yes,
I literally had tears in my eyes at the end of it. It was just moving.
And he got the standing ovation, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Doug brought her home.
All right, guys. Well, great. I think everybody who is into this movement should really go to these meetings, because it was very inspirational.
And now,
so,
Jimmy,
with that, guys, thank you very much, and I'll talk to you later.
Hey, Jimmy, before you go,
yeah,
I just want to find out, you're from Shasta County, right?
Yes, sir.
We're going to see you Monday night at 5:30?
You know what? That's one of the things I talked about. Unfortunately, that is why I haven't been to the meetings, because I work out of town. I think I was talking to you about that. I work out of town.
Okay.
Monday through Friday, so I'm not in town.
Okay.
And you know what the funny thing is that, because I do construction all over the state, the funny thing is like, we're doing a job in Live Oak, and I actually Friday night drove back from Live Oak to Redding, and then got up in the morning and drove back. So it was
crazy,
worth every mile, buddy.
Crazy, yeah. What we have to do, isn't it?
Yeah, but if I'm ever in town, I will definitely go to one of the meetings.
Well, wherever you end up working, if you're working in Jefferson counties, let us, you
there's
know, go onto the website and find out where the meetings are. And if you're down there and you're able to, if work allows it, go attend their meetings. Just, you know, because that's what we want. We want the cross-pollination of brothers and sisters from different counties making it happen.
Right. Yeah. Hey, can I do one more really quick suggestion?
Sure.
Sure.
Now, people were talking about new commercials on the website, and I know that, you know, it costs money to do those, but if we did a four-part commercial series, one on how to finance just State of Jefferson, number two, the wasteful spending in California, number three, the terrible laws we have in California and regulations, and number four would be... oh, gosh, I forgot. I'm kind of nervous. But, you know, like a four-part series on, you know. Oh, and the fourth one would be crushing the rumors about the State of Jefferson.
There
you
go.
So, anyways, with that, guys, I'll let you go.
Okay. Right. Well, thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you. All right, bye.
See, another patriot born and wanting to make it happen. And he made the commitment of coming home to Redding from Live Oak, turned around the next morning with his family, and went back down to Live Oak to be at that meeting all day long. So he had skin in the game.
Yeah. And it was great and fantastic how everybody had the voice and how they brought everything together.
Yeah.
It was great. And with that, we've got Mark Baird online.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Fantastic.
Hey, I just wanted to thank both of you for all the work you put into this, and I was literally floored. I was amazed. I walked into that room, and you know, even when it was my turn to talk, I was standing there looking at a absolutely full room with people standing. And when you guys went to your breakouts in the counties, people stayed and they asked questions, and they were good questions, and they, in turn, then wanted to join county committees, and I understand my friend Doug Knox showed up afterwards and
knocked it out of the park.
Well, you know, it's funny because Doug had called me the day before, and I said, Doug, do you really want to make that drive? I mean, he's got a bad hip. He's had a lot of medical problems, and he said wild horses wouldn't keep him out of there. He said he was going to make that. There was no way that he would not make the drive down from Modoc County. And Doug is a voice in the wilderness up there with his radio program and everything. So anyway, I just wanted to thank you guys. It was a fantastic event. I was thrilled. I was impressed, and we're moving forward.
Hey, Mark, thank you, and thank your beautiful wife Cindy for allowing you to do the movement that you're doing for us, and for her to be behind you and keep you focused and keep the home fires burning when she has to do that, so that you can be the voice of Jefferson. Yeah. Thank her for us.
All of our wives are involved in this, and you know, Cindy does, you know, she runs the radio station all by herself. When I'm gone to Jefferson things, she runs the ranch and the radio station all by herself. And as you guys know, I'm working full time, and so she runs the radio station, the ranch. I'm gone working, and then when I'm home, I'm working on Jefferson stuff. And you know, our wives are pretty amazing, really, we owe them a debt of gratitude, because this wouldn't happen without people who do the actual work in our daily lives so that we can go out and act important, like I said the other day.
and you know, thank you, Mark and Cindy and you guys, because without you guys and without your sacrifices, yesterday never would have happened. And there are those of us that are very knowledgeable of that and will be eternally grateful for everything that you have done.
You know how we can thank one another? Let's get this done. Let's get a state. The time has come for 51. There's no reason not to make this happen. And every time I hear one of the liars in California, like Gavin Newsom, that liar who wants to be the next governor, and Jerry Brown, the liar that leads this state, and Kamala Harris, the liar that leads our Department of Justice, I just think, you know, shame on us if we don't get this done.
That's
shame
right.
on us, and shame on all of us if we don't follow through, because our children and our grandchildren deserve better than the liars they have leading this state right now.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
Well, thank
right,
you again,
thank
Mark.
You.
And Mark, he hit it out of the park yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, as usual, we had people that came into the movement, like I said, that were a little bit green, and he offered to speak to them as the counties broke out. And it was wonderful to see that, mm-hmm. because he was getting them schooled and answering every question they had. That no person in that room left the room without getting the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And he answered, and when they got their answers, they felt they were satisfied with their answer, they'd run off to their county room to find out what's going on, to get caught up with that and keep on going. And that's what it's about.
Yeah.
It's getting people up to speed as quickly as possible so they understand, they get their answers, and maybe they only had one question they want answered. They knew everything else, but they had this one thing that was hankering, and they need to get that answer. They got it. They ran off to their county room, and then they jumped in hot tub-like and just mm-hmm. going, here we go, let's party and make it happen.
Let's get it done.
And getting it done. And Mark hit it out of the park as usual, because that's what he does. And it was wonderful to see that, because walking through the buildings and checking all the rooms and you know, just drifting around there like we did yesterday. It was awesome to see that.
Yeah, it was like getting to be a fly on the wall in Constitution Hall in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
It and for those of you that the full impact of what happened yesterday hasn't hit you, this is going to go down in history, what happened in Live Oak yesterday.
Yes.
This was the first breaths of a new state.
Yeah.
This is, our kids are going to be looking back reading about this one day.
Yeah.
You know, and it's fantastic.
And go, you were there? Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, I was there.
I was there that day.
Yeah.
Well, with that, we better sneak off to one more quick break, and we'll be back to wrap it up.
There you go.
And
away from my Carolina home. Had dreams about the West and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, a lightning in the air. Soul in them hills, and it's waiting for me there.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net. And donate now to show your support.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR. On Monday, we welcome David Kahn, author of The Millennial Vote, Why the GOP Hasn't Lost Young Americans. Let's find out what the millennials think. What are some really startling revelations about millennials? How are they going to change the future with their idea of technology and breaking gridlock in Washington, D.C.? One of the most pro-gun generations, yet really pro-background checks. All of these, Monday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And it's down along the Falls Road, it's where I long to be. Lying in the dark with the Provo Company. A comrade on the left, aye, another one on the right. A clip of ammunition for the little Armalite. I was stopped by a soldier, he said, "You are a swine." He hit me with his rifle and he kicked me in the groin. I begged and I pleaded, oh, my manners were polite. But all the time I'm thinking of me little Armalite. And it's down in the bog side, it's where I long to be. Lying in the dark with the Provo Company. A comrade on the left and another one on the right. And a clip of ammunition for me little Armalite.
All right, well, we got to get wrapped up here real
quickly. I love
quickly.
That song.
I know. Just thinking the whole time about my little Armalite.
We had a couple of those yesterday.
Yeah, there's a few loose. And again, we're not asking permission.
We are not.
So very quickly, what next? Well, the committees are up and running.
Yes.
They're getting themselves up and running. They're getting themselves organized. They're deciding their processes, how to get together, how to get these things done. We want to bring all of that to fruition as quickly as possible. Host another assembly meeting. We want to do this one in the north before winter comes.
Yep.
We're looking at October right now.
Sometime in October, yep.
And then we're going to bring all the things together for the committee. Instead of counties breaking out, it'll be the committees breaking out amongst themselves, reassembling. This is what we think. This is what we've accomplished. This is what we need to do.
Yep.
Here's our goals. Here's our deadlines. Bang, 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 bang.
Yep.
Here's our priority list. Let's go get these done, and then we want to host another assembly in the south.
Yes.
January 1st, we want to be up and running and well down the road to the process of firming up the government of the state of Jefferson to begin, let's call them negotiations with Sacramento.
There you go.
So That's where we're at. That's the process that's coming. How fast we can get up and doing those things is going to be up to the committees and up to the people.
Mm-hmm.
They're on fire. I've got a feeling it's going to go very rapidly. It's going to go very well. And like I said, we watched the breaths of a new state yesterday.
Yep. Oh, quick thing, too. On the heels of that, we're having a fundraiser here in Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
August 3rd, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Shameless O'Leary's. Come check it out.
Amazing raffle prizes, great food, good beer. You know, it's a great company. There's going to be Jeffersonians in and out all day.
Yep.
It's going to be a great atmosphere, a lot of fun.
Yep, come check it out.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
We're going to have tough standards. And if a person can't prove that they're from an area, and if a person can't prove what they have to be able to prove, they're not coming into this country.
He spoke to NBC-TV's Meet the Press program. Forecasters say the heat will be oppressive as the Democratic National Convention opens tomorrow in Philadelphia, with temperatures possibly reaching 100 degrees. It's 96 today. Organizers and city officials are taking precautions to cover the many demonstrators expected, including medical tents, cooling tents, and water distribution. Munich, beginning to recover after Friday's shooting at a mall killed 9 people.
I'm feeling...